Well, thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about what took place last week for the cross-country team. You guys had a big meet at a St. Olaf in Northfield. Always a great course to run on because eventually that's where you want your runners to be at because that's where the state meet is held each year. Give us a recap of what happened at St. Olaf. It was a huge, huge meet. Tons of teams there.
Yes. There was almost 39, 40 teams there. The boys ended up taking 28th out of 40 teams. And we're really looking at those teams that are in our section. So the one known as the Red Wings, Waseca's, those type of things. And we finished behind Red Wing and we finished behind Winona, but they were just right ahead of us. So we see that there is a opportunity to continue training, those type of things, that we'll be able to surpass them and hopefully at section time be running at our best and hopefully beat them. So really happy with the running of Gavin Hanke. He took 41st out of a field of about, oh, I'd say 300 some odd runners. So to finish that high is very, very good. And, you know, he's running against kids from Wayzata and some of the top runners in the state. So he held his own very, very well.
Now, Jim, when it comes to a cross-country, and maybe I've asked you this before, is it still a two-class system or did cross-country go to three classes as well?
No, this year is the first time that we've gone to a three-class system. So the top 64 schools via population are in AAA. Then Elberlee's in AA with the Red Wings, the Winonas, Austin's, Faribault's, okay. Waseca. And then there's single A, which would be Lyle Pacelli, some of the smaller schools, Alden Conger, that kind of thing. So it's been a blessing for Elberlee Cross Country because now we can compete with teams that have similar size schools.
And, Jim, I was looking at the results on both the boys' and girls' side, and it looks like at St. Olaf it was probably dominated a lot by those teams that are now in 3A.
Oh, absolutely. If you look at the, you know, the top 10, 15 schools, all of them were AAA. And, you know, good for them. I mean, they've got 150 boys or girls running on their team. I have a grand total of approximately 30. Yeah. So, you know, that's just the way it goes sometimes.
Jim Haney, co-head coach, Elberlee Boys and Girls Cross Country Team with us here on Kate Radio. And, you know, looking at where the boys stacked up, you said in the late 20s when it comes to finishing as a team at St. Olaf, there was a lot of Big Nine conference teams right around our Tigers. So that had to be very good, too.
Yeah, we're encouraged. Obviously, Owatonna is the class of the Big Nine right now. They won the Big Nine in the boys and girls last year. And they have most of their young men and young women back, so they're going to be tough to beat, no doubt. But we'll be right in the mix with the Winonas and the Red Wings and Austin and John Marshall, Mayo, Century. You know, we hope to kind of, you know, hopefully be in the upper half of the Big Nine. That would really be good for us. And that's the goal for the team.
Now, you mentioned that Gavin had another outstanding race. Your thoughts on the other guys that race at St. Olaf?
Yeah, we picked up really nice in back of Gavin, but we were right around the 100, late 100s, 200s in a race of about 400 people. We still need to move that up. So I've been telling the boys, look, what's your favorite number? And their favorite number has to be 17, meaning 17 minutes. Okay. That's where they need to run. And right now they're running in the 19s. And so that's a huge thing to ask, but they can do it. They have the talent, and they believe, and continued training. We'll be in the 17s, and that will really make us a very powerful team at section time.
Now, Jim, let's talk about on the girls' side. Give us a recap of the run at St. Olaf for the girls. Incomplete, but we talked about this last week. You expect the team to be probably an incomplete team until maybe October.
Yep, that's right. Jai Malagai had a beautiful race. She ran 99th, once again, in the top quarter of that field. And then Maya Hanke and Leah Studier also did a beautiful job. And they're just kind of holding everything down until we get to the section, and we're going to bring up a bunch of young women to help run that section race and so forth. So, and that'll be in October. So,
Jim Haney again, co-head coach, Elberlee, a boys and girls cross country. And Jim, before we let you go, give us a rundown of the schedule for tomorrow. You guys are going to a Faribault for a meet. Give us the schedule and talk about the course you're going to be running on.
All right, so it's a section course, and it is as flat can be.
I like
those.
So
we're excited. We're going to have some very fast times. We're finally going to see Cannon Falls, which is in our section. And we'll start at 3:15 and get done about 5:30, 6 o'clock. And we hope to defeat everybody in our section and do even better than that.
Now, where is the course in Faribault? I saw, was it Alexander Park, which is by the fairgrounds?
Yeah, it's right in the fairgrounds area, right next to their football field and so forth. So, yeah, it's, like I said, there are no hills there, so we're excited.
So is it pretty much, are you running around that complete, like, fairgrounds area? Is that where the track is,
yeah,
or the path?
Yeah, the path is, you make two loops there. So okay. They have a 1.5-mile loop, and then you run it twice. So
okay.
That's what we're going to do. Yep.
Jim Haney, co-head coach, Everly Boys and Girls Cross Country. If you're looking to get out and about tomorrow, again, just after 3 o'clock, all the fun starts in Faribault. If you've never been to a cross-country meet, I encourage you to go. They're fun to watch. You can chase runners around. It's a good time when you're watching cross-country. Jim, thank you so much for the time. Good luck tomorrow, and we're going to talk to you at this time next Wednesday right here on KATE.
That's correct. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.